This episode of Philly Fame TV is sponsored by Top Dog Law. Now y'all already know who to call for any accidents or injury cases. If you want that top dollar, you better get that Top Dog. You can hit him up on Instagram at Top Dog Law or visit his website www.topdoglaw.com.
Yo, what's poppin', y'all? This Hollow Rollo. Yeah. Y'all now tuned in to Philly Fame TV. Alright, so we back, man. God damn, good brother. Like, this feels like a long time coming. It feels surreal. I mean, because we did a couple joints while you was locked up. Yeah, I mean, well, like, no, so this story, me touching on your story started like 6 years ago. Mm-hmm. 2018, I believe, we did our first interview.
Yeah.
I mean, you was basically explaining, like, how, you, I mean, the DA was using your lyrics, and I mean, using your image from the Beanie Sigel. You gave him all that story, I mean? Then fast forward, I believe it was, what was it? 2019, I believe. 2018. So first interview was 2017, my bad. Mm-hmm. 2017, then the second interview was 2018. Mm-hmm. And you was talking about how you had a new trial.
Yeah.
I mean, you gave back your life sentence, you had a new trial coming up.
Yeah.
And then, so that was for September 18th. So mm-hmm. the interview we did probably like January.
Yeah.
So then September comes and you end up getting convicted again.
Yeah. Will be out twice.
So that was a crazy job, fast forward a little bit, 2019 still comes home. Y'all got the same detective on y'all case, uh-huh. I mean? So now that you was looking at that situation, like, hey, he come home, we got the same name, what's up with me?
Yeah.
So then, like, so fast forward a little bit, a couple years, 2022, Bucky comes home.
Bucky, yep, free Bucky.
Same detective.
Yep, same detective.
So I know you still looking like, hey, man, like, And then finally, 2024, uh-huh. January.
Yeah.
My man.
Yeah.
So we gonna get into a little bit of the backstory to this, but I wanna start off with how did that come about? Like that was out of cause when we talked, you know what I mean, you was trying to get relief, you went to the trial, you lost, so how out of the blue, I mean, let me know how that whole
Alright, so once I had lost in the second trial and got willed out.
Oh, before I even want you to speak on that too, my bad, I meant to mention this. You defended yourself too.
I always had paid attorneys, but like I ain't gonna lie, I was doing like most of the work.
Alright, so you was in the law library.
I was in that law library hard, and I sent everything home. I bugged them lawyers, keep calling them and all that. They used to be on some type of time, like, yo, let me do my job. But the whole thing is like nobody know your case like you know your case, you feel me? They be representing all these different people, you feel me? So they read your stuff for a little bit and then that just be that. Well, I'm behind the wall, so I ain't got nothing but time. So I'm hitting that law library and I'm looking up case laws and all that type of stuff and I'm putting it together myself and then I'm sending it to them and I'm letting them know, like, listen, put this with my paperwork, man. If it fit with my stuff, I appreciate you if you just submit that with that, you feel me? I sleep better at night, you mean, just to know that I put some type of effort forward too, you feel me, for my own situation.
Right. Yep. All right, so let's get to how the whole thing came about, what you getting out, like how that situation comes out.
All right, so they tried to take me to a third trial. Right, because it got overturned after I lost the second time. They tried to take me to a third trial. They didn't give me the cop misconducts at my second trial, and they had it.
And we talking about Detective Nerdo.
He got 25 to 50, man. This boy was raping niggas, all types of stuff. But anyway,
So they didn't let you know about nothing.
They ain't let me know about stuff that already occurred with him before I went to trial. And they supposed to get that to you. If anybody knows,
it's so he already had charges and stuff before that.
He had misconducts already.
Okay, got you.
And they supposed to give you that because I'm going to trial. You gotta give me a right to have a fair trial. You feel me? And they wasn't doing that. You feel me? So they try to do some nut stuff. And it was really wicked. Not give me the stuff and still take me to trial. You feel me? So now I don't got a fair trial with you doing something like that. Because I could have got him up on the stand and questioned him about all the misconducts that he did.
Right, his credibility.
Right at his credibility. So I wound up going to trial and got willed out again. So I'm like, all right. So once I get back upstate, as soon as I lose and get upstate, now it's in the newspaper. That they bring the charges against him and all that. So I'm like, oh, so
after you get convicted and sit up state, now they bring out this information.
Now it's all in the newspaper and all that. So now, you mean, I get another lawyer, you mean, and he was on it and he submits some paperwork and I wind up getting back. I got back fast too. Got back fast. That's all I got on. And then I got a new trial. They send me back down to county and then, you know, the DA office, they got this conviction integrity unit, you mean. They took my case and they looked over. They said, yeah, the cop did do misconduct on my case, Thomas' case. Did do misconduct on his case, and they didn't give him the information that they had before. So, but they wasn't trying to just dismiss it like how they did Still and Buck and all. They still was trying to take me to trial, and I'm like, how y'all trying to take me to trial when it's already evidence that he did the same stuff like in my case, that whereas though he did in other cases, coercion, bribery, offering money, threatening with prosecution, all types of weird stuff, falsifying evidence, but they still tried to take me to trial. So when I just had this last court date, it was crazy. They talking about they gonna take me to trial. I tell the lawyer, like, yo, go in there and try to get my case dismissed, man. He said some stuff that really pissed my family up, man. But he go in there and tell the judge, like, your honor, I'm asking that you dismiss the case. I know you're not going to, but you mean you know you're not going to? Yeah, wow. Man, he made my family mad, man. They was pissed off, man.
Wow, he kept the gun with
that. Yeah, like, I mean, but so the judge, she started looking at it, and you know, she was like, listen, y'all gotta do something about this case, cause she been saying it. Like, if this detective get convicted, like, what y'all gonna do? Y'all ain't really got no case, you feel me? They try to give me a court date. That day that I went to court, they try to give me a court date for a year, for a trial date.
So make you wait a whole another year?
A whole another year. And y'all know for real, they knew that you can't take me back to trial for real. This cop did misconduct in my case. All the so-called witnesses on my case, they already been saying he did this stuff before he got accused of it. You feel me? Coercion and all that old type of stuff.
So the witnesses even co-signed that he was...
They've been saying this before he got convicted. That's what I'm saying. That's why they tried to not give me the stuff, because they knew that they ain't had no case. But I wasn't sitting in that county for a whole nother year.
Right.
Tizzy, I wasn't. You hear me? Right, I was right. Not sitting in that county for a whole nother year. They gave me another trial day. They was going to give me another trial day for a year. I'm like, oh no. I said, swing that. If they give me time served, I said, just give it to me and I sign right now. So I'm just letting y'all know, I took the deal to go home. I ain't take the deal saying that I'm guilty. I be rumbling them boys. I wound up getting wheeled out twice. I ain't got no problem going to trial and fighting for my rights. You feel me? But you got to be smart about stuff, man. And I wasn't sitting around, man. I'm trying to get out here. I'm trying to, you know, worship my Lord, be with my family, get some money, you feel me? I wasn't sitting in that dumb behind county for another year, you feel me?
Right.
So that's how that turned out.
So they basically gave you time served, yeah. Come in and let you out.
Yeah, yep. Yep.
That's crazy, man. God damn.
Yeah, I've been rumbling these bulls, man.
So was it the same day you went to court, that's when all this happened? Would you ever get discharged that day?
Yeah.
How that whole process worked?
Yeah. Well, all right, so when all that stuff happened, that was one court day. Then they gave me like a court day a couple weeks later on down the line. And when I went in that joint, they let me slide that same night.
You was gonna slide that night, like go ahead, like
yeah. Because the judge was saying it like, yeah, when you come back down this joint next time, like you mean, you know, once he signed the deal and all that, it should be over with. So I wound up dipping that same night, man. I was so happy though.
Right. So now I want you to break down this part leading up to that final court date when you know you was going home. What was those couple weeks like for you?
They was long. Yo, they was long. Everything was just long. I just keep looking at the time like, God damn, man. Like, it just was long. But I had a lot of anxiety too, bro. I ain't even gonna lie, man. You know, like, dudes who I be dealing with, like, I used to be telling, like, I be, like, shaking and all that. Because I've been down for so long. And it's just not the time. It was my sentences that I had, though. Like, I had life twice. So, I went to court a lot of times, and I thought I was coming home, and it didn't work out like that. So, I'm just hoping and begging that, you know, that nothing ain't switch up. You know what I mean? I'm like, man, hopefully, I mean, I really get out that joint. Then I start thinking, like, damn, what is I'm actually going to do? Because, you know, people do a lot of time. They be saying, like, the hardest parts is going in and leaving out. You mean going in, you don't know what you about to get into, and then going back out, you mean it's like you about to leave. So it's like, what is I'm really gonna do? I'm about to really get back out this joint. Like, how is it gonna be? You feel me? So yeah, that's how that's
so a whole lot of anxiety,
whole lot of anxiety.
Any like pressure, if you know how you hear it sometimes where people about to go home and be other people hating, might do a little slick stuff, try to bait them in a little.
I ain't received none of that. It was just like more of myself just thinking like, damn, like this is really about to be over with. Like, it's like, this is serious, you know what I mean? And now I'm out here and it still be like that. When I wake up and all that, I be sometimes still thinking it's count time and all that. And I gotta look around and I'm like, damn, I'm really home. Like, It's serious. Like, this is real. You know what I mean? Yep.
All right. Your last night in jail.
Yeah.
Last day.
Yeah.
Give me the rundown on that last day before that court date.
I had the bubble gut. You hear me? Real rip. That night, real rip. When they tell you, because they come around early in the morning, let you know, like, yo, you got, you know, it's court.
Yeah, you
got
to get a shower and all that.
Yeah, they like, yo, go take a shower. So I'm like, yeah. They're like, yeah, you got court. So I'm like, dang. I'm like, all right. I had the, you know what I mean? I had the bubble guts, you know what I mean? And then after that, I went and took a shower, and I was just like, damn, this is real, man. Like, this is really real, man. You know, and I went down there, and they wanted to let me slide, man. When I got back on the block, everybody like, what happened? I said, it's over. Everybody started banging, kicking the doors and all that, running over there, give me a hug, stand up on the table. Yeah! I was like, yeah, this is, you know, serious, though. Right. Yeah.
So now, break down. You first step outside on the land, on the bricks, as a free man.
Yeah.
Give them that.
Yeah, when I stepped outside of them walls, though, they drive you over across the street now, and my family was there, and then they got out the car and just embraced me. It was like,
Was it at nighttime?
It was at nighttime.
Yeah,
it was at nighttime, so I was just like, damn. Like I said, it was still, like that moment, like, I would never forget that moment. Like, it was just like, it was just times, when you got a will, like I can explain it, but you would never really understand unless you really experienced it. You know what I mean? So it was times when I felt as though I was never coming home. You know what I mean? So to get that relief, and I was so grateful, but to actually be out. So once I really stepped foot on the street, it was like, damn, like. So everybody, they hugging me and all that. My sister screaming and all that. I'm just like, damn, like I'm really out this joint.
Yo,
it was love, yo. It was love.
Explain, like, the outside of, you know, embracing with your family and all that, catching up with them. What was the first thing you did, and what's like the first meal you had?
The first meal I had some lamb and rice. That joint was popping. Now outside of that, I had threw it up on the gram. I had went and took my sons to the court, because they always used to be talking to me about ball and all this and that. So I went and played them in ball and all that. We had a little fun that day. So, and then going to the studio, you know what I mean? Going to the studio, that was love. Like, you know what I mean?
First time back in the studio.
And it was just like, you know what I mean? Really vibing and banding, you know, when you got the headphones on. And yeah, that joint was live to me. That was a moment for me too, right there.
Right.
Yeah, that was a moment for me.
And when you first came home, one of the days, you know, you had went on live and all that.
Yeah.
You know, it was getting a lot of love, tapping in with the people, letting them know you was home.
Yeah.
You know, O'Malley had jumped on there with you and was showing you love and all that.
You know what I'm saying? Fuck this week, nigga. Studio all year long, nigga. You know what I mean? No doubt. Yeah, man.
Hey. Man, it's a blessing to be home, man.
Yeah. Yeah. You knew him from before. I know you had a little relationship with me, so you knew O'Malley before you got booked. Did you know him? Have any
I met O'Malley through my little cousin, through my little buzz, when I was in there. You know what I mean? He was rocking and rolling with my little buzz. So I met him when I was in there, got to talk to him a couple times and stuff like that. So me coming home and him showing me that love, I really appreciated that, though. That was some real G'd up stuff right there.
And then you did a little vid. I seen he standing on business. Like, how he gonna support you and all that.
Yeah, no doubt, y'all.
So that was love.
Yeah, that's one of my guys right there, y'all.
So yeah, like you said, you've been in the studio and all that. You did the little first day out freestyle. That nigga knew you was back and all that.
Yeah.
So yeah, So let's talk about your plan. I know you, when you was locked down, you had plans like, damn, if I come home, and even though you had the will, I know you had plans like, one day I'm making out this joint, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, but I didn't want to rap no more, though. You feel me? Like, rapping wasn't in the plans no more. After I lost and got liked the first time, because when I got liked the first time, they used my music.
Right.
And it's BNC. So I was just on tech time in my mouth. I'm like, man, that rap stuff, though. Yeah, man, that joint has got me willed out. You feel me? All
right.
So I was on tight time, like, man, I ain't rapping no more. But then when I came back down to the county, when I got it overturned and I had that second trial, I was down there. It was so many people who, like, showing me love down the county. And I'm like, what's up, man? You don't rap no more? And I'm like, no. They're like, come on, you can't let talent like that go. You mean? So I'm sneaking, still writing little bars and all that. You mean? And then after a while, I'm just like, you know what? All right, when I do get the chance to get back out that joint, I'm like, yeah, I'm gonna make sure I keep macking. I'm gonna make sure, you mean, I keep I'm gonna still go at it. You mean? And so I've been at it ever since.
All right. So now, looking back on it, now that you're home, like now that you removed from it, like you said, sometimes you wake up, you can't believe that you're home, you still be thinking about me. Yeah. So looking back at it, what was your overall experience like going through all of that? Like all that jail time, all that, like you could like summarize, I know you, it's hard to explain it and interpret it, but if you could summarize your whole experience looking back on it now, like what would you say about it?
You gotta, when you fight in situations like that, man, you gotta stay sturdy, man. It's the mental, you feel me? So I try to make sure that, you know, my mental is straight, you mean? And then, you know, physically I try to stay working out and stuff like that, you mean? What really kept my sanity though is worshiping my Lord. Like I try to dig deep in with the religion, you mean? And just stand around a lot of positive people in that joint, man. That's what really carried me through this whole situation, man. Standing inside that law library too, around old heads in there that knew that law work and all that type stuff. And that's what really pushed me. Plus, I knew my case was on some weird made up stuff anyway. You feel me? They wicked down that joint, man. So that's what gave me motivation too. Just not being a quitter, knowing like, nah, I'm keep running on this joint. They lied on me, man. Like you just like, no, I'm not going for that. I'm not going for that, man. I'm not sitting in these crackers jail for the rest of my life, man. You mean? So that motivated me too to keep pushing and keep doing what I'm doing. It was hard some days. I wake up in that joint, like I said, I'd just be in the bed, like looking around like, dang, man. Like they just cooked me. Like I'm being in this joint for the rest of my life, man. You mean? And I was telling Witchcom too that one of my worst moments throughout the situation when I used to go to sleep and have dreams that I had life. Like I would go to sleep and in my dream I had life. Like, and then I'll wake up and I'll be in a cell and I'll be looking around like, I'll be like, yo, I know this shit ain't real. I'm going all in my paperwork and all that, ripping all my paperwork, looking at my sentence. I say, yo, I really got life. I'm really willed out in this joint. Like this, I'm like, yo, man. So that joint used to just, like, it just messed up my whole day, man. Just thinking about that, like, dang, these motherfuckers really willed me out, man. I'm in this joint for the, cause you know, they call us like the walking dead up top when you willed out and got, well, you like the walking dead, man, up that joint, you mean? But all that stuff motivated me though and kept me strong to where though it's like, yo, you gotta keep it pushing, you know what I mean? Cause a lot of dudes they get willed out and they just be stuck up that joint. They don't wanna go to the law library no more. They don't wanna do nothing no more. They just they play cards, they play ball, they just gave up all hope, you know what I mean? And I wasn't like that though. I'm like, no, we rumbling, I'm a fighter, you lied on me, y'all did all this wicked nut stuff, and then look what they say, the truth shall come to the light.
Right.
Even though it took all this time, but I'm still grateful. I'm just still grateful that I'm home. But the cop wound up getting booked, and another detective on my case, he wound up doing some more weird stuff, and his partner too. So it all started coming out, you feel me? And here I am right now, man. I can't thank Allah enough, man.
Right.
Yep.
So now with that said, with all the time you done did, almost 14 years, I mean, all the stuff you done went through prior to, you know, in the streets and then going through what you went through in jail.
Yeah.
If you had an overall message to share to, you know, some young people in the streets, even though, you know, they don't like to listen and they ain't really trying to hear nothing, you know what I mean? But if you had a young Hollow Rollo running around that you could get their attention and you could share some game with them, what would you say to them?
Hey, I was just like them. Active and all the stuff, you know what I mean? I ain't even trying to glorify, but I was in all that type of stuff, so I understand what they going through. But when you ask something like that, like, What type of message would you, what type of guidance would you give to the young boys that's out there now and this and that, this and that? It's three, like I tell people, it's three categories. The ones that's out here right now that haven't made it to the jail system, my advice to them, man, is, yo, this not, that stuff not worth it, man. I'm trying to tell you, no, nobody cares about that stuff 5, 10, 15 years later, man, when you either dead or in jail for the rest of your life or with a whole bunch of time. Nobody cares. Nobody not even gonna know about you for real no more, you know what I mean? So all the stuff that we be doing out that joint, man, like, it don't really, it's not worth it, gang, it's not worth it. And if this message just reach one young boy, then that's sufficient for me, you feel me? Because I don't want nobody to get willed out, you know what I mean? But it ain't worth it. So that'll be my message to those that's, you know, that's really active and into a move or something. Move too, you know what I mean? Like go ahead and take it somewhere else. Because my whole thing, when I say that, once you get convicted and they put you, they gonna move you anyway in the mountains and them sticks. You gonna be in them sticks forever. So why not just move somewhere else now and change and try to do something else with your life, man? Get some money, take care of your responsibilities and all that before these people get you, because they don't care. They gonna try everything to send you in the mountains. So that's my advice for the young boys that didn't make it to that stage. That the ones that's in the county now and fighting their cases, my advice to them, man, is learn your case, man. Know where your fight at is in your case and stuff like that. Cause like I said, these people don't care. Don't be in there doing drugs and all this weird stuff, man. You gotta really tune into what's going on, because this is real life stuff. I mean, people be fighting drama. I was just in there with them young boys is fighting a lot of drama. You gotta tune in. And there's some of them that's real sturdy and they be on that too. But then you got other ones that they just wanna get high and play around. No, this ain't no game though. These people be trying to rope you. They trying to put you under the jail. And then, so that's my advice for those that is fighting their case that got booked. Then my advice for those that's already sentenced, buckle down and worship your Lord, man. Stay sturdy, work out, try to get into some type of activities and trades and stuff like that. So when you do, if you do finally make it back home, you got something that, you know, you can go ahead and still, you know, be trying to carry out, make a career out of it, something like that, you mean?
All right. Yep. So you've been tapped in to the world when you was locked up, you know, through socials, through the peoples and all that. So you were familiar with somewhat what was going on out here in the world.
Yeah,
right
no doubt.
What's like one of the biggest adjustments or some big adjustments that you had to make in the new world coming home after all that time? What's some of the biggest, you know, adjustments there in the new world out here?
It's a lot of stuff that's different out of this joint. It's just really like, I'm just staying in my own lane, and I just know that a lot of stuff that I used to be into, like I value my freedom too much now. Whereas though back then, you know, you be so much caught up into them streets, you really don't care. Like I said, you just be going crazy out there, John. You mean? So it's just the lifestyle. You mean? Like I said, me rapping and still talking about, you know, because I'm still gonna talk my stuff. You feel me? But it's more entertainment now. I don't have to do none of that no more. I did all that already. You feel me? So coming out here now and just adjusting to stuff is just like I think it'll be a little bit more easier for me, because I'm not really, I don't have to worry about all the stuff that I used to have to worry about back then. You feel me?
Alright.
Yeah.
Alright. So you active on the gram and all that. So yes. Go ahead, plug your socials. I mean, for people that don't know, I know you got a YouTube channel and all that. So go ahead, plug everything you got.
Yeah, Hollo Rollo. I think it's Hollo Rollo on everything. Even on it's on the gram. I think it's on YouTube and TikTok. And y'all gotta be patient with me too, cause I'm trying. Like that stuff, them phones and all that, they're like computers. They like computers. So I, you know, people help me out and stuff like that too. But yeah, though, it's Hollo Rollo on all platforms.
Right. Go ahead and tell them about the project. So you got EP working on, you about to start.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what all this about.
I got an EP coming out. It's gonna be called Only the Trill Ones Allowed. You mean it's gonna be like 6 joints on that, John. So tune in, all fire. After that, I got a lot of stuff that's coming out, but that's first. You mean that's the first joint that I'm gonna drop. So right now I'm just working on visuals right now. You mean. So that I could come out with like a video to every joint or whatever. But I got like 30 songs so far that I done recorded since I've been home. Like I've been rocking and rolling in that studio, man, just trying to make it happen, you know what I mean?
You say you got 30 songs? Yeah, 30 so you songs. Ready, I mean?
Yeah,
you said the EP was going like 6 songs,
6
right?
Drums,
so
yeah.
You had some drums in the chamber for another joint.
Yeah,
right?
Yep.
No, that's
so I'm ready, I'm just stacking them up, you know
what
I mean?
Alright, no, that's what it is. So anybody, I know you got some of your folks ahead, so you got any shout outs you want, I mean, some of your
yeah, shout outs to the gang, man. You know, little Buzz over here, man. You always holding me down, you mean? I got BZ over here too, man. These the guys right here, you mean? Only Trill Ones Allowed, you feel me? I wanted to also touch up on this too, right? If anybody knew me, I don't really listen to music and all that. People like, yo, no, I really don't be listening to music. But since coming home, people be putting me on certain people and all that. You know and I know, the rap stuff changed.
Yeah, it's different now.
It's way, way different. So me coming home now and trying to adjust my earlobes to this, I can't, like, it's different. I came from a time where as though when it wasn't all the social media stuff and you actually had to get on DVDs and stuff like that to be noticed around our city. And that's another thing too, we got the best rappers in the world. Philly got the best rappers in the world, hands down. But you had to actually really have some bars or some type of different style to get on them DVDs. They wouldn't let anybody get on them DVDs. The rappers now, they wouldn't make it on them DVDs. Because it's like they don't really have no bars or nothing like that. I'll be listening to stuff and I'll be like, what's that? Like,
yeah, it's a whole new.
It's a whole, yeah. And I'm not saying that like I'm trying to degrade nobody, nothing, because everybody got their own lanes. It's a whole bunch of stuff. That rap, look at that Rap Academy stuff. They got that rolling now. You mean you can make money and all that with the battle rapping, and I ain't had none of that now. So it's different lanes with all this stuff. But I'm just saying, like, far as what I come from, and then listen to the music now, and it's just like it's a big difference. Like, you mean the songs is out. Like, if you try to play a song like that back in the day, and they take the CD and throw that joint across the street or something, like, what is this? So it's different. Me adjusting to the music now, and it's like what is this? And I'll be like, that's it. Like, you mean? Because it's not really like it's no message or concept, it's no bars or it is what it is. But it's real different though, you feel me?
No, for sure.
It's real different.
So it's outside of that, I mean, is there anything else you want to touch on that you ain't get a chance to touch on, anything you want to speak on, clarify, address anything before we get up out of here?
Man, I'm trying to get some money, man. Where the money at? You feel me? That's what it's about, trying to get some money. That's what I'm, you mean? So you trying to get some money, I'm trying to get some money, let's make some money. You feel me? I'm trying to worship my Lord and take care of my responsibilities, man, and mob with my squad. You feel me? But yeah, though, that's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get some money, you mean? So, you mean, if you can help me out with that, then let's go. Let's go. You feel me?
Hit anyone in the grid, reach out, tap in the DM.
Yeah, reach out. You feel me? Like I said, everything there, the image still there, you mean? This is the interview, but the image still there. Performances, whatever, you mean? I got whatever you looking for in the artist, I am that, you feel me? So tap in with me. You trying to get some money, I'm trying to get some money, let's get some money.
Alright. And for those who don't know, I mean, because they know you, I mean, prior to you going down, it was Team A first, yeah. I mean? And then while you was inside, kind of transitioned to SMS, I mean, that's still the same thing.
It's still
people see you with the chain, though, still the same. Yeah.
It's still the same thing. Team A, right? SMS, yeah. It's still the same thing. NAB, McClavers, all that, it's still the same thing, you mean? SMS, that's the section, you mean? We all from that whole area right there, though, you mean? So all of it, this it's all the same thing, you feel me?
All right. Alright, man, so on that note, we signing out, know what I mean? Y'all got the exclusive with Hollow Bravo, fresh out, know what I mean? Got some new music coming soon, so make sure y'all tap in. Stay tuned until next time. We out of Philly Fame TV.
Yeah.
Signing out.